Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Lord. That song is so powerful. That song really just tells the whole gospel story in it itself. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he's justified us freely forever. And one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. And that really is the whole reason that we receive communion and why we receive the Lord's Supper together. Amen? Because Jesus said to do this in remembrance of me, everything that he did for us. So it's awesome. So I am going to read through Isaiah 52, starting in verse 13, and all of Isaiah 53 to just prepare our hearts for a couple more songs and then to prepare us to receive communion, to do this and remember how awesome our Lord is, how much he loves us, what he's done for us, the price that he paid for us with his precious body and his precious, sinless, awesome blood. Nothing else could save us and take away our sins. Nothing could reconcile us to God except for his body and his blood. And we learn that all through the scriptures. So we praise you for that. So we'll start in Isaiah 52, verse 13. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. Indeed, my servant, the Messiah, will act wisely and prosper. How wisely did he act? How awesome was it? He knew exactly, perfect wisdom. He knew exactly what needed to be done, and he loved us so much he was willing to do it. He knew he had to give his own life. He would have to come to earth, take on human flesh, reveal himself to us, be despised and rejected, as we'll hear. But he will be raised and lifted up and greatly exalted. What does it say in Philippians? Father God has given him the name above every other name. And he is highly exalted. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. He has been exalted. Not only did he die on the cross, have his body broken and his blood shed for us, and buried and resurrected, but we know he rose from the dead and he ascended. He is now at the right hand of the Father, and you cannot get in any higher position than that. You can't get exalted any higher than that. Amen. And we are seated in heavenly places with him. We have the greatest honor and the greatest position that anybody can have too. But as we know, with that position comes great responsibility also. We have a lot of works to do for him, to love him and serve him and work together with him. We get to work with him. That always is just so amazing to me. It goes on and says, it is true that many were shocked when they saw him. Why? He was beaten so badly that he no longer even looked like a man. So he will sprinkle many nations. And what do we know sprinkling talks about? Not baptism, but what do they do in the Old Testament? They sprinkled everything. What did Moses sprinkled them with blood for the new covenant, remember? And Jesus had to shed his blood. Moses sprinkled them for the old covenant. Jesus had to shed his blood to sign the new covenant. So it says he will sprinkle many nations with his blood, providing salvation. That's why I use the Amplified. It's the only one that says that. I like that. And kings will shut their mouths because of him. All the kings who have been raised up against him, who are always say all these terrible things against him, they will shut their mouths. Some of them have already, and they definitely will shut their mouths when he comes back on the day of the Battle of Armageddon, when he completely wipes out Satan and all the armies that come against Jerusalem and gets rid of Satan forever, and he starts his millennial kingdom. You think their mouths will be shut? Yeah. I think their mouths will. Well, they might be open like this. They won't be speaking with him anymore. They won't be speaking negative things against him anymore. For what they had not been told, they will see. And what they had not heard, they will understand. Verse chapter 53. Who has believed, trusted in, relied upon, and clung to our message of that which is revealed to us. Have you believed?
Yes.
Amen. We have believed. We believe in Jesus. And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To us. By his grace. Aren't you glad that by his amazing grace he has revealed himself to us? His power, the strength of his son Jesus, the power of his salvation, the power of the cross, the power of the Holy Spirit. He's revealed it all to us. And we haven't seen anything yet. This is just a little taste of what we're going to see when we get to glory, when we receive our glorious bodies and we're with him in glory. Oh, it is so awesome. For the servant of God grew up before him like a tender plant and like a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, royal kingly pomp, that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. There we go. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrow and pains. He's acquainted with grief and sickness. And like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. And we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. If you just think about the gospel stories, if you think about the movies you've seen, The Passion of the Christ, and all the other movies about Jesus, the hatred, how they despised him, how they rejected him, the things that they did to him, the things that they said about him. It's like Isaiah. Remember, this was written 700 years before the crucifixion. It's like Isaiah had a front row seat. He was right there, and God was downloading to him and showing him exactly what was going to happen to Jesus. Yeah. Verses 4 and 5. Surely, surely, praise God, he has borne our griefs. That word grief means sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. He's carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God for his own sin. But it wasn't for his sin. He had no sin. He was the perfect, spotless, sinless Son of God and Lamb of God. But he was wounded not for his sin, but he was wounded for our sin, for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement that was needful to obtain peace with God for us and well-being for us was upon him. He took all the wrath of God upon him. Not only all the wrath of God, but he took the wrath of God. He took all of our sicknesses, and he bore the curse. He became a curse for us so that we could receive all the blessings promised to the children of Abraham. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed. And the Amplify says we are healed and made whole. Amen. Don't you like that?
Yeah.
I love that. In Matthew 8, verses 14 through 17, Matthew tells us this. Now, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick and with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her just like that. And she arose and served him. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits just with a word, with his word, and healed all of them who were sick. And listen to what Matthew says, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So not only do we receive the most incredible spiritual blessings for our spirits and souls, but we do and can receive physical, complete physical healing through Jesus, the Messiah. I mean, what the reason Matthew is saying this here is because he's speaking to a Jewish audience. So he's telling the Jewish audience, look, Jesus is doing absolutely everything that our prophets said the Messiah would do. He's fulfilled every single one of the prophecies, everything that he needed to do. Raise the dead, heal the sick, open blind eyes. Those were all prophecies of what the Messiah would do. But it applies to us too, the spiritual and physical healing. Amen? And we are totally healed and made whole by faith. And we can receive it now. And if we don't receive it now, we will receive it when we get our new bodies. It's guaranteed. The redemption of our body. We still wait for that. Absolute redemption of our bodies. But he still does heal people today. And that physical healing is still available for each one of us today. Amen? Heal Beth's arm right now, we pray, in Jesus' name. When she takes communion today, I just pray that her hand gets healed when she receives the body and blood of Jesus. Correct. He makes us whole. Yep. Spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, psychological. If you remember, the Amplified said he made us whole. Whenever Jesus healed somebody, whether it was the woman with the issue of blood, the demon-possessed man that used to cut himself, what it always says, and he made them whole, and they were complete and in their right. He was complete and in his right mind. So everything, completely. He can heal every single part, any part of us. Amen? He is an awesome Savior. Sozo. You've been sozoed. We've all been sozoed. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has made to light upon him, has put upon him the guilt and iniquity of us all. Oh, thank God for that. Thank God that he took all of our guilt, all of our shame, all of our iniquity, all the wrath of God. He's an awesome God. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. How awesome was Jesus? How awesome is Jesus? He is awesome. He is so awesome. There is no other man in the world that could have went through what he went through and not got really ticked off and said some really nasty, ugly things. He didn't even open his mouth. And he was completely innocent. A lot of times, even when we open our mouth because someone accuses us of something, we get mad, and guess what? We're still guilty of it doing it, but we still get mad. Right, even when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was taken from prison and judgment. I mean, Isaiah saw everything. He saw the trial. He saw the fake trials. He saw all the punishment. He saw them take him to all the different prisons and all the different fake trials and moving him around. And then he saw the final judgment that they imposed on Jesus. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit at all in his mouth or ever came from his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise. It pleased the Lord to bruise him, the Father to bruise him, because they knew Jesus and the Father made a covenant. They knew there was no other way. God knew the only way he could get us back, to have his people back, to have our sins forgiven, to have us washed clean and be made holy and righteous before him, was to put all of his sin upon Jesus, was to bruise him.
Say one thing. I read recently in the scriptures where it says,
Amen. No one took it from him. He laid it down. Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief and made him sick. When you and he make his life, this is talking about Jesus and the Father. When the Father and Jesus, I'll interject that there, make his life an offering for sin, and he has risen from the dead in time to come, he shall see his spiritual children, his spiritual offspring. He shall prolong his days, and the will and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Let me tell you, what is the will of the Father? To save us, right? To love us and save us. To see a whole new family of God, born again, new creations in Christ, following after Jesus Christ, now in his family, in his kingdom. That was his will. And it has prospered and always will prosper, is still prospering now, and will prosper throughout all of eternity. Amen. He shall see the fruit of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Can you wait to see the smile on Jesus' face and how satisfied he is when he has all of us finally there together? He will be singing. We'll be singing that song, The Lion of Judah. The angels will be echoing one thing. We'll be echoing something, and the people on earth will be, there'll be a big chorus between heaven and earth, and you'll be able to hear each other. It'll all be one then. It'll be so awesome. It'll be so incredible. His knowledge of himself, I love this part. By his knowledge of himself, which he possesses and imparts to others, talking about Jesus, shall my uncompromisingly righteous one, my servant, justify many and make many righteous, upright and in right standing with God. For he shall bear their iniquities and their guilt with the consequences, says the Lord. Verse 12. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great kings and rulers, and he shall divide the spoil with the mighty, because he poured out his life unto death. As Steve just shared, he poured out his life unto death. No one took it from him. He poured out his life. He willingly went to the cross. If you read through the book of Hebrews, it tells you he willingly laid down his life as the high priest. He was the high priest, and he was the lamb himself and sacrificed himself. He is so awesome. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful sacrifice, Jesus. He shall divide the spoil with mighty, because he poured out his life unto death, and he let himself be regarded as a criminal. Can you imagine that? The Son of God, God himself in the flesh, letting himself be regarded as a criminal, letting these men do these things to him. Why? Because of his great love with which he loved us. This is love. God loved us so much and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, to appease the wrath. Propitiation means to appease the wrath of God, to be a substitute, to be an atonement for. Nothing could appease his wrath except for the body and blood of Jesus. And that's why we remember what he did for us. He let himself be regarded as a criminal and numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore. He took away the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors, the rebellious. You rebellious bunch of people, aren't you glad he made intercession for you? All you rebels, all us rebels, thank God he saved us. And he still, it says in Hebrews, he's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. And he ever lives now to make intercession still for us. He still has to intercede for us every single day. He's so awesome and so wonderful. Amen. So I picked a couple of songs to listen to. The first one is In Christ Alone. Remember, we're focusing on the body and blood of Jesus. And I believe in this version of In Christ Alone, they have some scenes from the Passion of the Christ in there, so we can get a real visual, a picture of what he went through for us. what Isaiah saw, what we Jesus wants us to remember, what it cost him to purchase us for his family and for his kingdom. Amen? So let's watch a couple more. Let's listen to these songs, and then we'll take communion. You can shut the light off, Marilyn.